is the Don and Mike Show.
Folks on the other side of the fence had their own to get together. They had their own get together in Long Beach, calling it the Michael Vick Animal Awareness Day. Dogs were the VIPs at the Long Beach Armada baseball game, and anyone trading in a Vick t-shirt or jersey received free admission to the game. Dog owners also encouraged to use Vick apparel as pooper scoopers and wee-wee pads. They had that competition on the, you ever listen to the Don and Mike Show team on the...
I haven't listened in a while.
They had a big, extra, extra large Michael Vick jersey on Friday.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of dogs come down, and whichever dog did its business first on the jersey, they got a big prize.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So creative.
Not so much a Tom Sullivan guy, kind of more with the potty humor.
Okay.
There are a lot of stupid girls in the media.
The Don and Mike Show. Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
I'm not really even sure why those fat people who lost the weight were booked on the show.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, whoever they were.
Yeah, that's nice job. Like, well over 200
pounds.
Some guy
lost 300. She lost like 250.
Yeah, it's marvelous.
Did you ever do an interview and realize you didn't even know what they were pushing?
That's what just happened.
I'm straining at stool.
There we go.
Speaking of pushing, hi there, Guy J. Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, and while this is going on,
yes?
Joe is still across the street at the shopping center at Barnes & Noble with Matt the Pollock, who's wearing the Beefeater's outfit. Tomorrow we will decide if he has passed our test to show that he, in fact, has just a little self-control.
And Joe, obviously, being out there for as long as he's been, will be a witness for the prosecution.
Right. Amen. And now here's Curly. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Another day, another FBI raid on the home of a United States senator. This time it was the home of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, who once described the internet as a series of tubes. He's being investigated for his connections to a guy who bribed state lawmakers for the oil companies. The FBI has been taking pictures of Stevens' house, which doubled in size in a renovation a few years ago. Stevens is the longest-serving Republican in the Senate. He's been there since 1968.
Whoa.
Anybody for term limits? If you want to know how a lion weasel like Alberto Gonzalez got to be Attorney General, dig up yesterday's Washington Post. There, you'll find how Gonzalez got George W. Bush out of jury duty on a drunken driving case 10 years ago to help cover up Bush's own conviction for drunk driving.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
They owe each other their careers. It turns out that yesterday's fall by Supreme Court Justice John Roberts may have been an epileptic seizure. And not his first. Doctors say it's not a tumor, leaving only epilepsy or no explanation at all as an explanation.
I mean, he's just a klutz.
No,
I mean, I know he has a history of this.
Yeah, this has happened to him before. And they say whenever it happens that's
usually
a sign of epilepsy.
You know, I've spent some time up in Maine. I've got a lot of family up in Maine.
Right.
And I've also, being a man, as we discussed just recently, a man of larger carriage.
How are you?
There's really boating as we have it down here around Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You go down, your boat's like in what they call a slip, and you walk up there. In Maine, it's a different story. Uh-huh. All boats up there are usually out on a mooring, and you take what is called a dinghy to get to your boat.
Uh-huh. Take the little boat to get to the bigger
boat. And as somebody that has for years, fat, skinny, in between, gotten in and out of dinghies, you know, that's a little testy. Now, was he getting from boat onto the dock, or was he getting out of a dinghy? Because if he was getting out of a dinghy, there is the potential for disaster.
I think he was going from the boat to the dinghy and fell about 8 to 10 feet.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe he does have
a... What a klutz.
The right-leaning justice...
Why doesn't Chevy Chase just start lampooning him?
Yeah, bring Chevy back. Bring Chevy back. You know, I saw him. He was on one of the websites today. They interviewed Chevy Chase coming out of a restaurant. Bring back that great pratfall.
Roberts got scraped up and hit his head in the process. Paramedics say he was ashen and foaming at the mouth. He was released from the hospital today. There's a recent story we chose to ignore about spooky things being found in luggage and how it meant terrorists were conducting dry runs. This came out just after Chertoff said he had a gut feeling.
That's like an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dry run.
The dry runs, yes. You don't want to get those. You thought the others were bad. Try these.
You're still in the last segment a little bit, aren't you?
You ever get the dry runs?
Never.
That's bad.
Never, never, never.
It's bad, right?
It's like somebody poured a shoe full of dirt into your pants. You take off your underpants and like half the beach is there.
That's dry.
Well, we found out about these alleged dry runs just after Michael Chertoff, the director of Homeland Security, said he had a gut feeling that something bad's going to happen this summer.
You don't like the government.
Oh, no, I'm just getting that
feeling.
You know what, you're right.
Being an impartial observer listening to the news presentation on the show, you don't like the government.
I think it has problems. Love the country, think the government has some problems.
That fits the M.O., though.
That's all I'm saying. What's that?
Godless anarchist.
That's right.
Right.
You got to keep your eye on guys like me.
Go ahead, Lennon.
But like the liquid...
And that's not the good Lennon. That's with the I, not the O.
Oh, because I like John's glasses, hoping that's
the other guy. You know, the bad one.
But like the liquid explosives hoax before it, the dry run theory was also a lie, and CNN reports that the Transportation Security Agency knew it was bogus. TSA knew that the stories about those spooky items were not true, but it put these made-up incidents into a security bulletin. The FBI has since looked into it and says the TSA's explanation of why this happened is valid.
Now, that's Rob's label that he brought over
here. Did he bring a label? What's his label?
Godless pothead anarchist.
Well, now you're just flattering me.
He wears that as a badge of shame. Honor.
Congratulations also to the Iraqi soccer team for winning the Asian Cup on Sunday.
Bravo.
Iraq's national...
They're great.
They sure are, Don. Iraq's national football squad brought Sunnis and Shiites together for a rare moment of celebration after beating Saudi Arabia 1-0.
Here they are now, your fighting towelheads.
Iraqis celebrated their victory, of course, by firing long rounds of automatic weapons fire.
That's right.
But this time they fired into the air instead of each other. Now back to their civil war already in progress.
That's right.
By the way, the captain of the team says he's not going back to Iraq out of fear he'll be killed.
What kind of news show is this? When do you talk about Lindsay Lohan?
That's coming up.
Hey, you know how they celebrate a big win in Baghdad, you know?
How?
Everybody goes out and gets bombed.
That's wild.
Wild stuff, yeah.
Oh, wild, Burbank.
Wild, yeah.
Here's a question for you. Are antidepressants killing our sex drive and even making us forget how to fall in love?
Michael Mara.
I think I could speak with authority on this subject. There was a time in my life during one of my 13 or 14 marriages that a therapist once said to me, take this. And I said, sure, that's a fine idea. That'll make me feel happier, and it'll make everything in my life better.
It gave you a baby's penis, didn't it?
It did indeed. And I remember it was, as a matter of fact, we mentioned New York earlier on the show. It was up in New York.
Right.
One time, an afternoon, I was alone, spending the afternoon with myself, and trying desperately.
And then I sat and really worked it.
And nothing ever happened until I was tired and sore.
At dinner later that night.
Yeah.
Totally unexpected.
Just kaboom. It was so
friction,
embarrassing.
Friction.
I had to leave. Well, you know, it was those tablecloths are a very, very good form of
what
linen.
Was the stuff that gave you stadium
Paxil?
Stop?
Remember, it used to be on my bowling uniform. Remember,
right.
I went. I think it was a week or two, and I went back. I said, you know, excuse me, I'm a person of this age. I'm having a little issue with not being happy in a very difficult marital situation right now. You want to prescribe something for me that's going to make me feel happier.
Right.
So you're going to give me something that does not allow me to perform sexually.
Takes away your boner.
And, you know, that's when I just pulled an ultimate fighting move on the therapist and choked him out. Choked him out right there on the spot and, you know, went back to self-medicating as I've been doing.
You turn it around, champ.
Turned it around and I've been self-medicating ever since.
Well, a lot of Americans take these pills. A lot of Americans, like Paxil and all the others.
They're completely overprescribed, and that's a fact.
And now there's a belief that it not only hurts your sex drive, but your ability to fall in love. And we'll talk about that.
Oh, no.
When we continue.
Thank you, Buzz.
Wow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.